My mind then drifted back to the movie itself. And I remember as I was watching the movie, I was watching the plight of this gringo professor, whose name is Miguel, and listening to what the shaman, whose name is Melitón, who tells Nexi that she must spend some time alone. But Miguel is upset. He has fallen in love with Nexi, and he doesn't want to leave her. He sees in her the mystery that symbolizes the merger of the worlds from which he comes, the sophisticated science, and the mystical world of the Indian from the jungle. She kindles in him a dream of his own redemption. Miguel had not realized how he felt when he followed her and followed the shaman Melitón. Miguel had not realized that he was being captured by the depths of the jungle. He did not know he was actually following a path to his own destiny, and that Nexi was part of that destiny. Nexi is inhabited by the spirits of the jungle, but to Miguel, she herself is becoming a spirit of the plant ayahuasca. She is the remembrance of the dark feminine intuitive self that he feels only dimly aware in himself. And in the strange way, as I watch this movie, after I've just been in the jungle and met Don Salone, the shaman that Jorge Gonzalez referred me to, I realized that my path was very similar. Not only had I gone to meet Jorge, who later had led me into my own soul, but I had also met the feminine spirit of ayahuasca itself. I had met my own version of Nexi. It was innocent, I thought. I mean, who was this spirit that entered my life? I mean, here I am. This is a very young girl. And I mean, you know, this is 1989. I'm now in my 70th year telling you the story. So what is that? That's almost 15 years ago. So I'm in my 50s. Compared to her, I'm an old geezer. I mean, here I am in this beautiful, sexy girl sitting next to me, flirting with me, what it seems to be flirting with me, or maybe she's just naturally friendly, I don't know. And I what is going on? I mean, what is this beautiful Peruvian spirit whose name was Nonoy, another N-word like Nexi, sitting next to me telling me all this stuff? And so that was my story. I had arrived at the airport and had gone to see a museum where there were stories about various things. And then I had gone to a ceremony and had met this girl, this wonderful spirit. Just after I arrived in Peru and Jorge met my airplane, he immediately took me to another shaman whose name was Wilfredo. And Wilfredo was, I don't know how to call him, he was a mischievous type of shaman, and he took one look at me, and he kept winking at me. You know, like those lewd winks that you get? What the hell is that all about? I mean, I was just as amazed. And he said, drink this. I said, what do you mean? What drink this? What is this stuff? He says, it'll make you powerful. And he gives me this, you know, when you want to show an erection, you raise your arm up like this, and he pats his arm and raises it up, showing, make it hard. What the hell is that? What do I care about that? You know, I'm here to learn. I'm here to take ayahuasca. What is this got to do with sex? I mean, what's going on here? So I can't figure out why this is being brought to my life. Why does Jorge bring me to Wilfredo, who seems to be manic about sex? And all this stuff is going on. I cannot understand why. And so waiter Wilfredo offers me a drink of this pulga and tells me that I won't be able to sleep tonight, but is going to help me in the ceremony. I'm so blown away by this. What the heck is this all about? Well, that night, ceremony starts. And Jorge introduces me to another younger shaman whose name is Jose Campos. And Jose and Jorge that night are going to conduct the ceremony. So we're led out into the jungle around Tarapoto. We haven't even got to Don Salone yet. We're led out into the jungle in Tarapoto, and it was about 8 o'clock at night or so. And it always gets dark around six in the jungle because you're right near the equator. So it's like 6 to 6. It's almost evenly spaced between light and dark, no matter what time of the year it seems to be. And so there I was in the dark jungle. Jose, then this other shaman, arrives, and he's got a bunch of young people with him. And one of them is a very pretty young Peruvian woman. And he introduces her. Her name is Nonoi. And I was totally struck by her beauty and her innocence. She was probably maybe 19, 20 years old. I don't know. And then Jorge says, "Vamos, we are going." And so we all grab various things for a short walk into the surrounding forest before embarking on the pathway into the jungle. And we're walking along and so forth. And the moon starts to rise a little bit. And it's going from the hot, humid, like being in a steam bath day, into the chill of the night. And it gets cold in the equator in the jungle. Believe me, it really gets cold. It must get down into the 60s. And after being in the 90s in Tarapoto and that heat, it started to feel kind of good. So the moon was overhead and on the ground. We were walking along in single file or in pairs, and some were talking and some weren't. And I was watching the stars of the southern hemisphere, because that's what you see overhead. And the Southern Cross was quite apparent. And I was wondering, did this have some effect on the Spanish conquistadores when they came and they saw the cross of Jesus in the sky? Who knows? So we soon arrived at the grounds where the ceremony is to take place, and we had carried various things with us, portable cushions, mattresses, anything that we could sit on or lie on, because we were going to be on the floor of the jungle, which made me a little nervous, because there are, you know, snakes and creepy crawly things in the jungle, and I'm a very fastidious, you know, boy. I don't want to sit on all that doo-doo. Anyway, we had to sit on all the doo-doo anyway. So we're on the ground sitting in a semicircle around the altar that the shamans had built. And I was delightedly surprised to see that Nonoi was sharing my cushion with me, sitting right next to me. Now, I didn't ask her to sit there. I didn't, you know, wolfishly, even though my name is Wolf, go up and sit next to her. She sat down next to me. Maybe she thought I was a grandfatherly, safe kind of guy. I don't know. But anyway, there she was sitting next to me. And I, you know, I'm still very much a guy. And when a young, beautiful woman sits next to you, you just got to notice. I mean, it's the way we're built, gals. We notice. We just can't help it. We notice. And this woman is distracting. It's hard for me to pay attention. And then I think, Wilfredo, you dirty old man, you gave me that pulga, that stuff in the afternoon. You knew this was going to happen. I could not figure out how all this was going on. But anyway, here I was sitting next to this delightfully cute, sexy woman. And the ceremony begins. And there's the usual stuff going on. And Nonoi was given the first bit of ayahuasca. And then I was. And I drank it very quickly. And we're sitting around looking at things. And I got up for a moment and started shaking my head to then sit down again. And she was smiling at me and began to tease me about my broad-brimmed hat. I was wearing a hat that I had gotten from Australia, and it was very broad-brimmed, and she called me a cowboy. And immediately, I'm thinking ayahuasca and sex. I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'm going to score tonight. I mean, that's... girls and boys, that's what happens to you guys. We just think like that. It's part of our brain chemistry. I don't know. I mean, I'm a spiritual guy just like the next guy, but that's how you guys think. And that's what I was thinking. And I think, what is going to happen? Am I going to score? What's that? Da, 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 da. I'm going through all this kind of confusing sex talk in my own head, and I'm getting all turned on. And so this ceremony goes on and on and on. And all sorts of things are going on. Shamans come out, and then they start doing a strange thing. They take some kind of brew in their mouth, I don't know what it was, and they walk up to each of us and spit in our faces. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing. They have somebody come up to you and spit at you. Stuff is all over your face. What is going? I mean, this is the strangest ceremony I've ever been in. Meanwhile, I'm getting stoned. I mean, the ayahuasca is having its effect. And I'm still thinking the kind of thoughts about Nonoi. This is the girl sitting next to me. All this is going on. And I'm hearing this chant going on. The chant is going on. Jose is now chanting, and he's singing a song. And the words are very simple. Noi, 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 noi. And I'm hearing no, 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 no. I'm hearing no, 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 no. He's singing to me, don't do no, no. But he's saying it to everybody. And I'm hearing these words. And I think, what is going on? What is he? Is he really saying no, 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 no? I mean, what is going on? These are the things that are going on in my head. It's so bizarre. It's like I'm being told, you're going to be tempted, but you've got to learn to control this. You've got to learn something about you, about your sexuality, about what's going on inside of you. You've got to get in touch with your feminine soul. Nonoi has been there. She is part of the magic. She's there to teach you about your sexuality. She's not there for you to get in her pants. She's there for you to get in your own pants and find out what's going on inside of you. What's the magic that's taking place there? And that's really what the lesson was. Now, I couldn't quite get that. I mean, I wanted to, but I couldn't quite get that. It took me a while. Finally, as I was leaving the jungle on one of the days to fly to Iquitos with Jorge and the others, I'm standing in line, and I'm leaving Nonoi at this time. I'm standing in line, and I'm in a crowd, and there are a bunch of Peruvians behind me, and I'm standing there. Now, I want to tell you, Peruvians are normally very gentle, very courteous, very quiet. They're not disruptive. They're not jostling. They're not in a hurry. I mean, the epitome of the opposite of that would be like the typical vision we have of New Yorkers at Macy's on a sale day or something like that. They're not like that. But here I am in line, and I've just been through the ceremony. I haven't quite gotten the message yet. And here I am in line, and suddenly I'm being pushed from in back. And I turn around, and there's a drunk Peruvian couple in back of me. And they're swearing at me in Spanish. And they're pushing me, and they're elbowing me, and they're da-da-da-this, and da-da-da-da. What the hell's going on? I mean, it's so bizarre to me. You know, I've had ayahuasca now, so my mind is not what you would call normal. I was starting in this kind of like other kind of world. This seems so bizarre to me. And I'm thinking, what is going on? What is going on? And finally, it dawns on me, these aren't people behind me. These are the spirits of the jungle. They're still with me. And as soon as I recognize that and begin to recognize what it is I'm supposed to learn from this about my sexuality, I immediately say to the spirits, I got it. I apologize for not understanding what gift you had given me by placing Nonoi next to me in the ceremony. Now I understand. And the minute I said that to myself, everything got quiet. The drunken couple behind me, I looked at them. They were smiling at me. They were not pushing me. They were smiling at me. And in the next 5 minutes, the gate is open and we get on the airplane to fly to Iquitos to continue my journey into the world of sex, magic, and shamanism.